Hello, so today is actually a Saturday morning and I just got back from a few shopping I did and something happened that I wanted to share with you, right? So over the years I have had a couple of trust issues because of the way certain market women or like basically like certain women vendors have behaved. Take today for example, right? I went to buy some vegetables from a lady in our local area and she had some garlic. Clearly, she had some fresh ones and some old ones because the old ones were like wilted and looked down and all of that. So I specifically told her, please give me two of the new garlic. I don't want the old one. She initially picked the old one and was going to give it to me. And I was like, I don't want that one. Can she change it for the new one for me? She said okay, and I saw her opening the new one, but my mistake was, I mean, she was removing it, so I was like, I think I focused on something else. So I only got home, opened my groceries, and realized that this woman had switched the garlic and given me the old ones that I had told her that I did not want. And this is one reason why I have trust issues with certain, market women. So even if you tell them you want something, you have to watch them with eagle eyes. Because the moment you just look away, they will just switch it with what they want to sell to you and not what you told them you wanted. And I think that is how you lose customers. Because clearly next time, unless you are the only person that sells that particular thing, I for one am not coming to buy it from you. You get it? Because I cannot trust you to have my interest at heart. I would prefer that you tell me no, you need to sell the old one first before you can sell the new one. Then the point is, why even put the new one there then? Keep it at the back. When you are done selling the old one, then you bring out the new one. But once you put out the new one with the old one, it means they are both for sale and the customer can decide which one he or she wants. And once I tell you this is what I want, you do not, give me what you want to give me. Unless you tell me, okay, you can't give it to me like I said earlier, then I can decide, okay, do I still want to buy it or not? That's my right, right? I can either buy it or not. But at least you don't agree to change it for me and then sneakily, put it back inside. That is just not right. And that is just someone who has clearly no integrity. I'd rather you tell me to my face that you won't change it. So then I decide, okay, I don't want it then, let's get the other things and go. Then for you to agree to give it me what I want and then give me whatever you want, that is just wrong. And the only reason why I'm not even taking it back is because, well, it's a little far from where I stay. But yeah, that is the customer loss. So that is just one of the many stories I'll be, telling you of how somehow some market women and vendors ended up giving me like trust issues. So like now when you buy things from them, you have to watch them, carefully give you exactly what you want. Because the moment you look away, they are just going to switch things. And that is just not right. That is just not right. Anyway, so that's the little story of what happened. This is my little garlic story. I wonder if you've had a similar experience. If you've had some, I'd want you to share it with me in the comments. And I hope people are more honest in the way they deal with their customers. They're just not right. They're just not right. Anyway, wishing you a wonderful weekend and till we meet again is bye from my end. And I wish you all the best. May you accomplish everything that you hope to accomplish this weekend and do make time to rest, Life is, fine. You have to work, but you also need to rest. So yeah, let me just say bye-bye before I keep rambling on. Bye.